magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. As many of you know, Tuesday being Testimony Tuesday, one of my favorite days of the week. And oftentimes I'm praying, Lord, who are you going to raise up this week? And I have ideas or thoughts, and that doesn't work out, or for whatever reason, scheduling, this person couldn't come in. Well, this, I believe, is a divine appointment. In fact, these are two new friends that I'm just getting to know. In fact, we've already prayed up the program, and we're becoming good friends, I would say, because we have Jesus in common. We have a heart for prayer. We love God's Word. We love seeing Him at work in this community. And both of these two, David and Kay Lemons, are a part of a special gathering this Saturday here at Lincoln Square. And so I can't wait to introduce them to you, to what's going to be going on and how you can get involved, how you can attend. And it's all about prayer and repentance. It's a special national and global day of prayer and repentance this Saturday, September 26th. And it's going to be held here at Lincoln Square, rain or shine. It's going to be held outside in our parking lot in the south lot, and we'll learn a little more about that from these two special guests. But also being Testimony Tuesday, we're going to hear a little of their faith journey, maybe some of their love story if I can encourage them to share a little. But Dave, you and Kay are a part of this task force of the special committee raising awareness for the greater Champaign-Urbana area about prayer. And this is, I'm hoping, something that maybe will happen next year in Bloomington and Springfield. Maybe it's happening in other communities throughout our listening area. But why are you involved in what's happening this Saturday?
Okay. First of all, it's great to be here and hear all the great listeners you have on Great News Radio. Glad we can share this. As you said, we're going to meet at 1:30 in the parking lot here at Lincoln Square for a day of prayer and repentance. Here's how it all got started. Kay and I learned that this began in Washington, D.C. It was going to be a National Day of Prayer and Repentance across the National Mall. Franklin Graham started at the Lincoln Memorial, walk across the National Mall, stop at various places. If it's the National Museum of African American History, we're going to talk about ending racism. If it's at the World War II Museum, then we're going to pray for the military. Yeah, different stations, different prayers. So we decided to go to this. Well, that didn't work out because everything's closed in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So we decided, well, why don't we just do it here in Champaign-Urbana? And so I'm going to say a committee of believers, pastors in this town got together, and we determined that we could bring the Day of Prayer and Repentance right here to Champaign-Urbana, as it's being done not just across the nation, but around the world this coming Saturday.
Now, so how's this going to look? I know there will be seven or eight different pastors leading in different themes on repentance and on how to pray, but if somebody's going to show up and they're going to meet out in the parking lot, what will they experience?
Okay, Mark, so the itinerary will look something like this. It's going to be opened with the blowing of the shofar, just like it would have been in the Old Testament.
And I believe that's our very own board member, Huey Freeman, that's going to be blowing
true.
The shofar.
That is true. That mm-hmm. is exciting, because Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is going to open the gathering in Washington, D.C., with the blowing of the shofar. So I think that's really pretty exciting. Then that will be followed by a pastor reading a passage of scripture from Daniel 9, which was Daniel's prayer of mm-hmm. repentance. Then following that, the MC will announce each of the nine pastors, and they will pray separately regarding concerns for our community, our nation, and our world. And then there will be an altar call, and we'll end it all with everybody praying the Lord's Prayer.
And I think people are very familiar with that 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. That's oftentimes
right. Thank you right. for saying that, Mark, because people ask me, how will I know where to come this Saturday? You say the parking lot. Well, how will I know where that mm-hmm. is? What you do is you look for a huge banner at the front that says the 2 Chronicles 7:14 scripture. It'll be there on display. We're not having a flag. We're not having any speeches. We're not having any singing. It's going to be nothing but gathering around this banner and praying And that's the whole event, exactly what it's going to be.
And again, rain or shine, so if it looks like it's clouding up and it might downpour, no problem. We'll move it into the mall, and whether it's here at the Great News Radio Center or there's a lot of space in the middle of the mall, we could fit 1,000-plus people easily in here. So bring your kids, your families, your neighbors, your loved ones, tell a friend, your small group. This is going to be a time of prayer and repentance. God does respond when his people submit and surrender and humble themselves, as this verse says.
That's right, and I'm glad you said that, because the verse doesn't say everybody in this country needs to repent, if my people. And that's who we're calling to come together on Saturday, his people to pray and repent.
More information, you can stop by the Great News Radio website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. We have information there. Or I guess they could call you, David. Maybe somebody's going to say, hey, if we brought a busload, is there a place to park the bus? Maybe they have some other questions.
Sure.
They can call you.
352-0582, 24 hours a day.
And that's 217-352-0582, because we hope some of our friends from Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, this is open to everyone. This is a gathering here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area at Lincoln Square, and that's the home to the Great News Radio Center. But we'll be outside. We'll be gathering, rain or shine. We'll be gathering inside if it rains. But it's this Saturday, and it'll begin at 1:30. So get here by about 1:15, get settled. It'll be obvious where we're meeting. There'll be a bunch of us. Holly and I plan to attend along with our daughter Esther, and we hope you'll join us for this time of praying.
Well, we need to also point out, we're going to observe all the CDC protocol guidelines, people asking people to wear masks, and also you talked about the time. We're going to keep this within an hour. Parking is not going to be a problem. We've got the whole Lincoln Square parking lot.
So that's this Saturday here at Lincoln Square in Urbana, Illinois. So come on in from Danville, from Indiana. We'd love to meet with you to pray and to seek God and to see him answer prayer, because our nation, and there's a lot of hurting people, and let's gather in Jesus' name. I think it'll be a testimony to the community to see all these believers praying and seeking after God.
Amen to that, yes.
Which reminds me, on Testimony Tuesday, we usually share people's faith journeys on how they sought after God. And we're going to start with ladies first. Kay, you've been following the Lord for a number of years. In fact, I believe you and David have been married for 52 years. And David, you already qualify out. Let's see, when you take a college course and you don't have to take it because you're already bright.
Proficiency
out. Yeah, you proficient out of husbandry 101.
Right.
Because when I asked David about Kay, he said 52 wonderful years, and he emphasized that. But Kay, before I asked David to share a little of how you two met, what's some of your faith journey story?
Oh, my. I grew up on a farm in southern Illinois near a little town called Hudsonville, Illinois, and I went to church all of my life. I became a Christian in terms of I was baptized when I was in the eighth grade, and then I think my faith journey has just grown and blossomed since that time. It's kind of like a rose that's just opened up and blossomed.
So really from your young and formative years throughout high school and college, there was people pouring into you, or you were involved in a church or engaged in Christian activities. So it's kind of just been a road of growth and following Jesus.
Right, and always looking for a Christian husband, which
well,
I found.
You know, unlike Kay, I never went to church. And when I was 14 years old, I had a friend who invited me to attend the Little Galilee Christian Assembly.
Oh, sure, out towards Lincoln.
Out towards Clinton.
Oh, Clinton, Illinois.
Clinton.
Okay.
The whole preaching was about Christ, and I was so moved. And the last night of the camp, we had a campfire, and pastor said, you know, we're going to sing Just As I Am one more time. And the Lord spoke to me. I came forward, and I have been following him ever since that day when I was 14 at Little Galilee.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard some really good things coming out of that Little Galilee camp. People have heard my story many times when I was about 11 years old at a campfire, looking up at the star-filled sky, knowing that there must be a sovereign creator God behind this universe.
Well, the Lord had been speaking to me the whole week, and the confirmation was, we need to sing that verse one more time.
Just as I am. Well, for somebody that's maybe tuning in for the first time and haven't heard of Christian radio, or what does it mean to have a relationship with God, or who is the Savior Jesus, what became real? What was spoken about that brought either conviction or hope, or you realized, wow, I'm a sinner? I think most all of us recognize we're fallen, we're not perfect. But what opened the door?
Yeah, well, for me, it was every night we had an evening devotion, and the pastor spoke every night about sailing the seas with Christ. Mm-hmm. The ship was the church. The anchor was the Word of God. The harbor was heaven. Every night it was a different, mm-hmm. the captain was Christ. And it was so well outlined, and I realized, hey, I'm not on board this ship, in fact. And it so convicted me that last night I just turned my life over to the Lord.
Now, for some listeners tuning in, they're hearing both your stories. Wow, 15 and, you know, followed Jesus ever since, came from a very young gal. Does that mean everything has just been perfect? You've never sinned, you've never fallen short, you've never messed up. It's like all been easy road.
Oh, yes. My. This is the part of the Bible I'd like to rewrite.
Yeah.
I would like for it to say, once you follow me, comma, life will be perfect. And no. The Lord's been with us through the valleys and the peaks.
Yeah.
Because all have sinned and fallen short.
Right. Well, I share that only because sometimes maybe people are under the illusion that when you come to Christ, everything just works out and there's no heartache or no problems.
But you have somebody you can turn to when you have those problems.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and that's the unique thing about having that relationship that we have. It's not a religion. It's a personal relationship with the God that loves us. And when we come to terms with that Jesus died for us because of the sin nature that we had, he came to be that redemptive work to allow us to have fellowship with God. And I also like that you mentioned about the importance of reading the Bible. And it's like his love letter to us. Some call it the handbook to operate on this world, how to know wisdom, how to know God, how to flourish in that relationship because of his spiritual truths.
Well, you know, some people say, the Lord's never spoken to me. Well, clearly the Lord speaks in his word to us every day.
Yeah. And he speaks through creation. As you look at his handiwork, you look at the stars and the heavens. On Monday's program is interesting because we were talking about that very thing, that God has revealed himself in so many different ways that even the skeptic has to think, you know, I don't think I just evolved out of primordial slime and there's no meaning or purpose in life and I'm no different than the mosquito or the fly or the bug, that there is some intrinsic value that I have, and that's because you were designed by God. You were brought into existence because he cares and loves you. And so when we get that truth into our hearts and minds that there is a sovereign God who loves it, it does have a profound impact on our lives.
You know, Mark, we have another thing that we like to call, you know, we talk about God incidences rather than coincidences. Kay likes to call them God winks.
God winks, God sightings is what I usually use.
God sightings, same idea.
Yeah. But God
and
winks.
We have a whole list of ways that had it not been for God, our life would have been totally different. My best example, of course, is when I met Kay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We in 1967 in June, Kay was attending the evening service at the Weber Street Church of Christ, and I was at that evening service also. And the church had what was called the blue light of evangelism. And the idea was that the blue light would keep burning. If somebody was new in the service, would introduce themselves, and we could kind of get to know them, bring them to the Lord. Anyway, Kay stood up as the blue light special.
I was the blue light special.
Now, how old were you at this time?
I was 24 years old.
Okay, 24.
And Kay was much younger.
Yes.
And anyway, Kay stood up, and I was right there at the end of the service. Dave Lemon's here, you know. And
but I must add, I told you I was from the farm. And so when I came up here, my landlady sat me down, and she said, "Now you've got to really be careful, because these city boys come on really fast."
And so did you grow up in this area?
Yes, I'm Maroa.
Okay.
Anyway, I came on fast that night. Dave Lemon's here. But it took me a whole week to invite her to a date, which was a concert at church that night.
Which seems safe.
Yeah.
Safe venue, you know. And so then 1 year later, we got married in the same room where we met.
Wow.
Talk about God planning the whole event.
Now, had you been praying at the time? Now, it sounded like earlier, Kay, you had said that, you know, you were following Christ and then open to God providing that helpmeet, that husband for you. Were you, at this point in your faith journey, praying for somebody?
I'm going to say no to that. I really hadn't even thought about marriage. And when Kay stood up, it was like, I'm not trying to be funny. The Lord really showed me that's the woman. And the advantage I have over Kay is I can always say, I sought her first.
Yes, yes. Then where did the Lord take you as a couple on your faith journey as far as careers or serving in church or in other venues?
I taught at Champaign Central High School for, I don't know, 30-some years.
Wow.
And I was in charge of the Little Maroons playgroup there. And we had a group of Christians who met every Tuesday morning, and we called ourselves the Rock Group because in the building where we met, it was just kind of nicknamed the Rock. And so it just seemed, you know, appropriate. We call ourselves the Rock Group because our faith was built on the Rock,
right.
And we were meeting in the Rock.
Wow, neat to know that some of the teachers that were overseeing our children or the children of people are believers, probably praying for the kids each day or each week.
Of course.
And then what career?
I taught at Urbana High School, and the verse that just always reminded me that I needed to keep teaching was what Jesus said. He came to heal the sick. Those who are well don't need a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I felt as a teacher, that I was there to minister to kids that had a special need. But, you know, Kay and I reached out in 1972 to the community. We organized the first community Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm.
And we did that for 20, it's still going on, but for 25 years, we had a dinner in the community for 300 to 400 people who were alone. We had prayer, and the whole evening was an evening we could bring people together, bless them, encourage them, and the Thanksgiving dinner was one of the greatest blessings that not only we felt, but we think the community had because we were faithful to what the Lord wanted us to do.
Yeah, I think that's where I heard your name in the past because of those gatherings. And people had said, hey, Mark, if you can promote this because it's a great way for somebody that's maybe single or shut in doesn't have the opportunity to have this great meal. And you had the full fix-ins. And I think a lot of people, volunteers, got involved.
Oh, we had tons of volunteers, drivers, donating pies. And we had a fantastic woman in the kitchen in charge of the meals every year.
And the dishwashing.
And
That's a team effort.
Hey, that's a good point. Kay and I see ourselves as a team. The Lord
That's
has used
right.
us. You know, some people say that behind every man there's a good woman.
Yeah.
Well, with us, frequently she leads.
Yeah.
But often, and most of the time, we're walking side by side.
Yeah. I'd call it a team.
Well, and you're walking side by side again this Saturday as there's a special gathering right here at Lincoln Square in Urbana. So we take up four different city blocks. So it's a big mall. It's a quiet mall oftentimes, so whether it rains or shines, if it rains, we'll move indoors. But if it's sunny out or if it's comfortable out, we'll be meeting at 1:30. So get here prior to 1:30 so we can get settled. There'll be a stage set up or at least a sound system for us to hear.
With the Second Chronicles 7:14 banner. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It'll be right here in the parking lot on the south, kind of the southeast side of the mall. Again, if it's raining, we'll be indoors, but it'll be this Saturday at 1:30, Lincoln Square. Put it on your GPS and come out, and it'll be a time of prayer. It's to coincide with the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance. I think there'll be 7 or 8 different themes that we'll be praying over by different pastors. It'll be emceed by a very talented follower of Jesus. He's a great guy, and we had him on, Mark and Friends, a few weeks ago, but you'll just have to come and experience it.
Uh-huh.
Holly and I will be here. David and Kay will be a part of things, and it'll be a great time for us to gather. So give us a quick little recap of what's going to go on and why people should show up.
Okay, we want people to be humble. When we had our meeting of all the pastors in town, the theme was we want to be humble. No speeches, no flags. No, it isn't a rally. This isn't a political event. This is truly one where everybody to gather, humble themselves before the Lord, and we've got people praying, as we've said before, our community, our nation and the world for repentance and prayer and totally seeking the Lord and believing that this is going to be a turning point in individual lives as well as our nation.
And I know you said we will follow the CDC protocol as far as maybe
sure.
some distancing or face masks.
That's right.
And we
that's
will
right.
be outdoors, so that'll be a very safe environment.
That's right.
So
that's right.
don't worry or stay away because you feel like you might be crowded and there'll be problems. We'll handle this very safely and wisely, and we'll make sure that everyone feels very comfortable in the setting. Again, it's outdoors, and there's a lot of room, a lot of space. There will be a sound system, so it'll be easy to hear and discern what theme or topic we're going to be praying through as a group. And it's happening this Saturday, so round up your family, your friends, your small group. We're excited to just see whether it's 9 of us or 12 of us or 200 of us. We're just praying that God will raise up the right people to come and humble themselves and pray and seek His face. And we can ask for healing for this land. We can ask for individual prayer. We can pray over special needs and pray that God will reign sovereign over our land and over our lives. Maybe even bring an unsaved friend so they can experience what it's like to be around Christians that love God and will pray to Him. And if you need maybe just a pick-me-up to be around other like-minded believers this Saturday at 1:30 at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, home to the Great News Radio Center, you can always stop by and say hi to me. I'll be praying with you, but I'll go back to the studio, and you can pick up program guides or yard signs or other ministry materials. But that's this Saturday, 1:30 at Lincoln Square. I hope you can make it. Well, thank you, David
and
Kay,
for
Testimony Tuesday.
Thank you,
Mark. It's our pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death